So we're here talking today with William Costello. He's one of the super traders in the program and wanted to get an idea of who he is and why he's in the super trader program. And so welcome, William. First, would you mind giving a little bit of background about yourself, who you are, what kind of trading you've done in the past?
Well, RJ, I'm 54 years old. I'm a Gen Xer, and I'm from Chicago my whole life. I started in the business kind of on a whim. It was the 79, 80, 81 debacle, and my father was a home builder, and he didn't have a summer job for me. So he had his cousin, her husband was a border filler in the cattle pit at the CME, and got me a job as a runner. I had no idea what the commodity markets were about. My dad was a home builder. I was going to go to university and go to work for him. I can tell you that happened in the summer of 1980, and I never turned back.
Great. So when you say you never turned back, what did you wind up doing between that?
I went to school. I went to Northern Illinois University. I went to Northwestern. I left Northwestern early, and I was doing some classes in the evening, and I just stopped my studies early, and I just stayed in the trading business. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. I think I was too young starting out, in retrospect now. Kind of what you see what happens to athletes when they're, you know, not a lot of supervision and not a lot of discipline. So that was kind of me. I was kind of a natural pit trader. I was super aggressive. I was an athlete. And so I liked it. I kind of felt like a fish in the ocean. I felt like I was at home. So I was trading the S&P 500s. This is when I can guarantee you 85% of the guys in the pit, we didn't even know what an index was. We were just trading the volatility, and that was it. And we were locals, so just make a market. And we learned as we went. Okay, so I actually traded in the old CME building, the old black box, for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks before they jumped it over. And then I got to trade the new CME building. So it was an interesting time to be a floor trader.
Great.
So. Okay.
Good. And what kind of self-development work have you done over the years prior to running across Van?
Well, I had, I was kind of searching, right? You know, I had done, you know, I read some books, you know, all the usual suspects, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and I read a lot of trading books, and there wasn't a lot of, other than the kind of Think and Grow Rich style books and Wallace Wattles and kind of New Thought movement, you know, Ernest Holmes kind of things in the 80s and mid 90s. Then NLP came out, and I did some seminars, did some classes with Bandler. I never studied with Grinder. I studied with this other NLP practitioner who ended up in jail. Unfortunately for him, unfortunately for some of his people, he was kind of a strange agent. And so when that happened, I kind of lost my appetite for NLP, and then the whole Bandler lawsuit happened, and I just didn't want to be involved, you know, in part of it. I did a Tony Robbins seminar, so that was about it. But I believed in it. I believed that the game was mental. From being an athlete, I believed the game was mental. So before I read Van's books, I read both of Mark Douglas's first book. Another one, this guy named Longstreet, you know, Viewpoints of a Commodity Trader. And they're just little quick paragraphs about do's and don'ts, you know, kind of quick heuristics. Mm-hmm. Then I read Ari Kiev and then Douglas's second book, and then I started reading Van's books. Yeah. So I started reading Van's books. The first time, I guess the girls in the office told me the first time that I had contact with the Institute was in 1996. So I am a slow learner.
So. Good. Which do you remember which books you've read? Or?
I've read all of his books.
Okay.
Every single one. You know, the electronic trading one, Super Trader one, the one in the middle there that he comes out with his R1 theory.
Trade your way to financial freedom.
I really like that. Yeah. You know, I recommend it to everybody. I like the Super Trader one. I read Trading the Matrix, and I kind of skimmed it, and Van was a couple times at some of the seminars. He's like, "Did you even read this book?" And I did, but then I reread it, and I got a lot more out of it because I photo-read it, but then I really outlined it, mind-mapped it, and it was it's a great book.
Great.
It's a great book.
Okay. Good. What workshops or home study courses have you taken from Van Thorp Institute?
Well, I started out last year. I did 101, 202, 203, 204, mm-hmm. Infinite Wealth, Systems. I was there for a day or so. So I've pretty much done all of his workshops. Mm-hmm. I did the workshop with you on position sizing. Mm-hmm. I sat through part of Ken Long's, one of Ken Long's workshops, and that was great because I didn't necessarily want to learn Ken's system, but the idea of having a guy who is, you know, Stanley Crystal's number two and has a master's degree in systems theory and a PhD in decision support was really interesting to me. You know, plus Van being there, it was just great to listen. So I'm thinking, what else have I taken?
Well, I'm mostly interested in, before you signed up for the Super Trader program, besides reading Van's books, what else did you do that you saw the...
Outside of Van Thorp?
Van's, yeah.
I did the 101. Okay. And, you know, Van's told me, he says, you have to take it again, William, to get your Super Trader designation, because I had such charge with it. Hmm. I was kind of along in my career, both good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I blew out on the trading floor once. I had worked for Mac Futures out of London, and then they got bought by Refco, and then that debacle. And then I worked for Henning Carey, and then became a partner at Henning Carey. And then, you know, we went through the whole situation with John Corzine. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there was issues with the partners, and you know, and but in all fairness, it was a good split in retrospect. So, I had been, when I did the course, and I know it's kind of a long way around, I did 101. I had major charge with it, and not with Van, but the course was kind of charging on me because I was pretty far along in my career, and I saw people coming in, and what I was mistaking, kind of some of the behavior I, you know, by some of the participants, as I thought, kind of ridiculous. But, it, you know, as Van said, hey, that's your charge. And it was true. And now I get it. And I'm like, hey, listen, they're here seeking their path. And a lot of participants come from, you know, they've built up incredible businesses, and they've had major success in different parts of the world and in different industries. And they want to come here, and they really don't know what trading's about. And so it was my charge. So it was good.
Yeah. And just for clarification, when you say your charge, it's an emotional charge.
An emotional charge.
Reaction.
My reactivity to things, and I was really not aware. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, I thought just, that's how I am.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
really not me. It's just my reaction to things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So. Great. Good. Just curious about your thought process in applying to the Super Trader program, because as you mentioned, you were pretty long in your career and had some good success, and that here you've got the Super Trader program. It's going to be a couple years worth of work and financial investment and a good amount of time. So just curious about your thought process going into that.
Well, you know, I had done some coaching in Chicago with a guy named Klaus Becher. He's an NLP practitioner. And he was, you know, I was in a very bad place in my life. You know, I was kind of out of ideas, right? Out of ideas, low on capital, and I just left the partnership at Hen and Carry, and I was kind of, Klaus brought me out of it, okay? And so Klaus was great and a great coach, but I needed more. And so when I was thinking about Van Tharp, I started rereading his books, okay? And kind of putting my business plan back together about how I wanted to trade. Because I follow Wyckoff point and figure charting, volume, a very basic tape reading strategy brought up to the 21st century. And I when I decided to go and work with Van, I knew it was, number one, a lot of money. It was out of town, so that was going to be more money. And, you know, money I could handle, but it was, would I follow through? I had a horrible habit of walking away from things. That was my motivation strategy was, you know, away from and walk away. And if it wasn't happening for me, I would just walk away from it. That would be a major failure in my mind, you know, emotionally, but also a major failure financially. So I had a lot of fear. So like I said earlier in the interview, I went out and did a couple of courses, and I, you know, people, they say, you know, when I was in the pit, I kind of found my people, right? When I was here, I found my people, right? It was, most of the super traders were a lot like me, you know, and I would have to say a lot of them were far better at following through than I was. But they were very open-minded, so I took a couple courses. Pretty much after the first course, I realized I was going to join. But I had to gut check myself. You know, was I jumping in without thinking? You know, when I did it, I talked to Van, and Van's like, hold on. You know, I want you to think about this. And I did the next course, and he said, well, you have to get me the application. I'm like, of course, because, you know, I always try to play by my own rules. I'm like, you don't need an application. I paid for the course. Just let's do it. And Van had a quick talk with me. He said, why don't you want to do an app? And I had to think about it. Right? Why didn't I want to do an app? I wasn't good enough. I was going to get rejected. Who knows? All these beliefs that we have up in our heads. So I did the app for him, and he had some questions, and he had a couple issues also about me completing. But I assured him that I was going to do it, and that was it. And it's been, I think, about exactly a year since I joined, or almost just over a year since I joined.
Yeah. All right. About how far along would you say you are about right now?
I am. It's funny. I'm not very far along in the course itself. In fact, I'm really still at the beginnings, but I ran into a lot of blocks. So Van kind of opened up some other coaching modalities that he had used, and I jumped on it. So there's a girl that's in the Super Trader program from the Ukraine, and we've gotten to be pretty good friends, and she had some issues too, right? And so what I won't quit. Like, I have a tendency of walking away but coming back to things and walking, coming back to things. I just, you know, I get to be kind of like a dog in a bone, right? And I just won't. So I saw some other coaching that was kind of tied to this course, and realized that I had far more issues in my makeup holding me back than I thought. And it was patently obvious if you look at, you know, the 54 years of William Costello, there's patterns there. There's patterns of self-sabotage. And so I would have to say, on paper, I'm not far along, but from a mental standpoint, I'm not even the same person I was, you know. Mm-hmm. A year before I took this course, my wife and I had taken kind of a human growth and development course, similar to like Landmark, but it's called Right Living. It's Bob and Judith Wright out of Chicago. And I'd have to say it probably saved our marriage. We were separated. And it really made me come to my knees on certain things. So I didn't say that earlier, but I should have. That's really what kind of opened me up to being okay with not being okay. You know, I was limping. Yeah, I could push things. I tend to just push it, you know. And that's not what you're going to do with success in life and trading. And I really want to take my trading to this next level. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, good. Do you have some specific things you're going to try to achieve through the program, some objectives you want to get as a result of going through the Super Trader program?
Well, that's a good question, okay? You know, I'm a pretty good day trader, okay? And I've just through survivorship bias made a lot of mistakes and been able to survive them. I say to myself, why don't I have certain things, whether they're emotional, okay, or material? And I'm not going to compare myself to guys that maybe I grew up with in the south side of Chicago. You know, they're in the trades. They're my friends. You know, these are guys that, you know, I love these guys. Guys that worked for my dad in the trades, because it's an unfair comparison, right? As a human, we're equal, but I'm just talking from a performance standpoint. Why aren't I where I should be? Why aren't I where I should be? And that's a question that, you know, I have to ask myself. Why didn't the partnership work out? Okay. Who, you know, I could point my finger and there was issues that I still to this day don't think it was right, but why was it mine? So this is where I'm going. That's why I'm in this program. You know, why, what have I done to not let myself go to the next level?
What, if anything, has surprised you so far in the program?
Well, why aren't I at the next level? Okay. And so Van has this incredible ability, you have this incredible ability to kind of let us stumble over our own mistakes. There's not, you know, when I take classes that you're running, RJ, or some of the other staff here that are working with Van, it's really a great deal because you kind of just let the things come out and we get the aha. That surprised me the most. You know, I earlier on, before I started this program, when I was in the rights program with my wife, I realized there's this thing called Cartman's victim triangle, right? And I'm the oldest of an Irish Catholic family of five boys, one girl. So I was always kind of the rescuer, but then of course I end up being the victim. And, you know, it's just craziness, right? And it's and this is no, you know, I'm not here to point the finger at anybody. It's just something I fell into. You know, I call it oldest brother syndrome. And I'm always doing things that I'm not taking care of myself. And, you know, I've had some pretty horrible things happen to me in my life. And they're nobody's fault but mine. And so what surprised me in this program is how patently obvious that they were my issues, nobody else's, and how weak I really had become. I had gotten to the point where I just started to lack vision. It was just sort of, well, I'll slide into something. You know, okay, listen, we'll do this and make 100 ticks a day, or I'll do this and do contracting with a friend of mine or a land deal or whatever. And so I realized that the program really just brought that out and said, what are you doing? This is you. What's going on? And then the one thing, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, you know, when you're in the Super Trader program, everybody kind of starts when they decide. We don't start as a cohort. Everybody kind of just starts. And sometimes you'll get people that you're in one or two classes with and you maybe start with them. So the neat thing about it is there's this summit. I mean, when I say you, not you, but the people who are listening, there's this summit at the end of the year, and you're seeing people do their presentations. So it's, you're an email away. And that was another thing. You're an email away from people that have completed this program or are ahead of you in this program, and they're very open at helping. I mean, really, like, you know, not just a Skype call, the dinners and going out when we're here and try this. If you tried this, if you tried that, you know, this is where you're going to, somebody would slip up and beware of this. So that was my biggest takeaway, the biggest surprise that people actually cared. You know, I had a frame of lack, and it was very neat here that I could be, you know, I could be really myself without putting up a front or being inauthentic. And it's kind, you know, it's, there's women, men, all walks of life, all parts of the world, and we're all doing our work to be better humans, but to be super traders. Yeah. So,
great. Thanks. Any thoughts about, based on your experience and the people you've run across, who should consider the Super Trader program, and maybe some of the people who maybe should not consider the program as well?
Well, let's do the dirty first, right? I think if you have any kind of alcohol or substance abuse problems, you should probably not do the program. I think that's something you should deal with beforehand. One thing the program teaches you is, and one going back to Judith Wright also, and Right Living, there's this book she wrote, Soft Addictions, and realize, you know, what you're addicted to, right? And I have a buddy from Iceland. We've become very close, and we go out, as Van says, where do you find these restaurants? Because we find all the good restaurants in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. And one day he told me, he said, you know, I'm going to stop drinking. And just, you know, he was pretty instrumental in the whole meltdown workout in Iceland. And he said, you know, I'm going to stop drinking. And he's a very bright guy. And I said, sure, I won't have a glass of wine with dinner. And I stopped also. And I never thought I overdrank. But it's been, you know, since Christmas of this past year. And you realize it's a different world. Because I think a lot of us is just part of who we are. You know, you're out doing business deals. You're out with the guys or the gals or the team. And so I think anybody who has a severe alcohol problem should probably not do the program. Severe drug problem, probably not do the program. Severe psychological issues, you know, that you're really working with a psychiatrist, I would talk to that person before doing the program, because this program is going to bring a lot of things up, and you really have to be prepared. You know, I don't know who coined this term, but one of my old partners had this 11 things happen to you shouldn't trade, right? And I would have to say that list of 11 things would probably be the same in this program. You know, don't build a house while you're doing this program. Don't have kids while you're doing this program. Don't be going through a divorce while you're doing this program. If you're trading poorly, don't trade poorly and do this program. Stop trading. If you're trading well, I backed my stuff off because I was changing. So other than that, you know, be ready for a lot of work. And if you're not used to self-reflection, and a lot of us, it's kind of unmanly, you know, belief system. And you're going to do a lot of that. You're going to do a lot of journaling. You're going to do a lot of exercises that are very different than probably most of us in Western society, or at least the United States of America, and Western Europe have been raised with. So be prepared. You know, it's sometimes the road gets a little bumpy.
Great. Any parting words of advice for people who are considering the program or thinking about it?
One, staff here is great. RJ, you've been a great ally of mine. You know, there's one thing when I did some other stuff, I really started understanding the difference between a friend and an ally. And what I've learned here, I've really gotten some allies here. And so be open to it. Be ready for a lot of hard work. You're going to have some mental upset. But it's great because when you come out on the other side, sometimes it's very severe and short. Sometimes it's kind of muted and long. But you come out, you really come out with a different consciousness. And be ready for that. Be ready for the work. Van's an intellectual, and he has curated this program. You have assisted him, RJ. So it's such a different program, and my wife is kind of an academic. She's got two master's degrees. She's halfway through third, and she's looking at the program and she said to me, "This is graduate level work." She said, "This is really graduate level work," and Van expects the best out of you. And so it's kind of leading edge. It's different. He's constantly putting new things in as the research kind of bubbles up. So that's what I would tell people, that it's really interesting. It will change your life. It has mine. People will look you in the face and say you look different. And you know, all you hear is, oh, the algorithms are taking over. They're taking over. You know, I've heard that for 15 years. And, you know, the guys on the floor, some of them have made the change to the screen because it really is two different businesses. There's always a place to apply risk, you know, and make decisions under uncertainty and use, you know, your multiples of R1. And if you want to do it, I'd get in here and do it. I really believe in the team and I believe in the program.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And I hope our listeners are able to take something of value away from this.
Great. So, thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much.